The Michigan presidential primary is already underway.
And by that, well, we really mean the Michigan endorsement primary. So darling, darling, stand by me. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. We are now 162 days until Michigan voters decide who they want to be their Republican and Democratic presidential candidates.
And with 14 Republican candidates in the running, the focus right now is really on the Republican side of things.
Because on the Democratic side of things,
rightly or wrongly, the prevailing assumption remains that Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee, yeah. Although I suppose some enterprising Michigan Democrats with political clout could take a gamble on Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, or Jim Webb.
Mm-hmm. But no matter what, endorsements can make a big difference right now. A lovely little piece by the political website 538 on the endorsement primary that explains basically how, when party officials coalesce early around a candidate, that candidate typically wins the nomination.
And that's because in the early stages, powerful endorsers like governors, senators, members of Congress can help attract support because they're party opinion leaders.
Yeah.
They can add gravitas and respectability.
They can also bring along an organization of donors and volunteers, and that can matter a great deal later on in the campaign.
The right endorsements can be a shortcut to building a grassroots and fundraising organization in a state or a region.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Michigan, Governor Rick Snyder, as well as Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, well, they're hanging back, waiting till it gets closer to Michigan's March 8th primary.
Now, that 538 post that I mentioned, that focuses on governors, senators, and members of Congress.
But in Michigan, I think you could argue that State Attorney General Bill Schuette is actually the highest value Republican endorsement. Unlike Rick Snyder, who's shown a certain disdain for the game of politics, Schuette revels in it. The base loves him, and he has really been the main GOP party builder during the Snyder years.
Well, and a lot of that is because Schuette is busy building an organization for his likely 2018 campaign for governor, when, of course, term limits retire Rick Snyder.
So Bill Schuette trying to boost the value of his endorsement by getting in early and throwing his name and his organization behind Jeb Bush,
which is not a big surprise Schuette would be behind Bush.
No, Schuette has a long history with the Bush family. And the Bush family, by the way, has a long history in Michigan.
Yeah.
Republican governors Bill Milliken and John Engler both supported Bush's in their presidential bids.
So Schuette's betting that Jeb! Will hang in past these early low numbers he's seeing in the face of the Trump, Ben Carson, and the Carly Fiorina phenomenons.
That's the group that Larry Sabato and the University of Virginia's very respected Crystal Ball call the, quote, long shot front runners.
Right. While Crystal Ball calls Bush, Senator Marco Rubio, and Governor John Kasich, they are the, quote, long distance runners.
So regardless, though, maybe in 2018, depending on who wins the presidential primary, the winner can maybe return the favor by showing a little help with a well-timed endorsement.
All you got to do is call, and I'll be there.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.